Good morning. Welcome to the Saturday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today we're heading into week five. Yesterday I kind of lost track of which week we were on, finished up week four yesterday, beginning week five in the devotional book, Serving God, Devotions for Active Worship. This is a book of 13 weeks of daily devotions that I wrote several years ago, and wrote it specifically with the idea of summer camp staff devotions, but recognizing that all of us are called to serve, and all of us ought to be serving God, we ought to be serving people, but we ought to be serving together. And so the book really, I believe, fits well with God's desire that we serve. And each of the 13 weeks is wrapped around a different aspect of how we ought to serve, how God would have us to serve. And this week we're going to be looking at serving with excellence. And we're going to begin right off with excellence in everything. Paul writes to the Corinthians and talks about how they excel in all things, in faith, in love, in character, in so many things. And he writes for the purpose of challenging them to also excel, to have excellence in their giving. You see, sometimes I think we find things that we're good at, and we use those things as an excuse for not doing our best in other things. I suspect that I ought to make it clear up front that I believe that when God talks about wanting us and desiring us to excel in all things, to have excellence, that he's not necessarily talking about perfection. Only he is perfect. And I know God's word tells us to be perfect just as he is perfect, to be holy just as he is holy. And he gives us the way to do that through being clothed in Christ. But sometimes we set the standard so high that people give up. Sometimes we set it so high we give up. And I believe serving with excellence in everything revolves around recognizing that we're serving God. That we're desiring to give him our best. You see, when we measure excellence according to what God can do through us rather than according to what others do, all of a sudden we find ourselves in a different mindset. We're very good or bad, however you want to look at it, at comparing ourselves with others. We hear someone sing praise and worship to God that is just incredibly beautiful, and we hear that and we think, well, I'll never sound like that. I'll just be quiet. But singing and praising God with our voices and in excellence doesn't require us to do it in the same way that everybody else does. Fortunately for me, it doesn't require us to have perfect pitch to be able to carry a tune at all. It's about giving our best. And the incredible thing is God has created and gifted us uniquely so that we can accomplish all that he wants done when we work together. And so in a lot of different areas, our best is going to look different from the best of someone else. And so when we begin to compare it to someone else, we either puff ourselves up because we're better, or we tear ourselves down because we know we'll never measure up. But when we begin to compare ourselves to God, we recognize that He has the ability to make us exactly what He wants us to be. And that He's actually already done that. Or at least begun the process. Don't know that any of us are fully what God has designed for us, or we would be with Him. But it's in this doing everything with excellence, serving with excellence in everything, that we examine what we have available to us. We examine what God has provided in gifting, in resources, in people. And we spend time with God asking, how can I do this to the very best with what I've been given? For me, I can hear music that is beautiful to me. I can generally hear to some extent when it's missing something. But I can't reproduce it with my voice. But just as God spoke to the woman at the well about a time when true worshipers would worship in spirit and truth, that's worshiping with excellence. Whether my voice ever sounds like a professional singer or not. And when we serve people, sometimes I think we get the idea that depending on who we're serving, that that's this level is good enough for them. You know, we've already compared. We've decided in our mind that some people are worth more than others. They're worth more effort, they're worth more time, they're worth more goodness. And some people are just worth less than others. And when we make that determination, then we already set ourselves up to fail at serving with excellence in everything. It's when we see everyone as beautiful creations of God, as deserving our very best because God has given His very best, that we are able to serve in excellence in everything. When we begin to erase any thoughts from our mind of that's good enough and begin to ask in everything, is this the best I could do? Has God enabled me, equipped me, called me to do better? You see, that's to me what serving with excellence in everything is all about. It's about serving people as if we're serving God, because that is really what we're doing. I suspect that in whatever situation we would find ourselves in, if the person that we are serving was Jesus, and we knew that, we had some knowledge, understanding, visible confirmation that this was indeed Jesus. Maybe if He sat there and showed us His hands and His feet, His side, as Thomas had asked for in that upper room. Whatever it would take to erase any doubt, I'm guessing we would serve with excellence. do our very best. It would not even enter our mind as how little can I get by with. It would not cross our thought processes of what's good enough. We would want to serve with excellence in everything. And I believe that's what God calls us to do when we serve people, is to actually see them as being made in the image of God. To treat them as if that was physically Jesus. To erase from our vocabulary that's good enough for them. To grasp hold of excelling in everything. And to rest in God's grace when we begin to feel our best isn't good enough. God's calling to every one of us is to serve others as if we're serving Him. And His calling is to do so with excellence. To give our very best because we're giving it to Him. So just as we excel in whatever it is that we believe we're good at, God's call and desires that we would excel in serving and that we would have excellence in every aspect of how we do that. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to Yourself. Your love has sacrificed of Yourself in sending Jesus to live and serve, to show us how life can be done, how it should be done, and to offer Himself up as a payment for our sin. Father, through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, we know that death itself has been defeated, that we can have life eternal in Your presence. Father, as I pray today, I ask that You would forgive us for those times where we've made judgments about people, have treated people, some better than others and some worse than others. Have categorized people and evaluated people and divided them up according to some sense of value that we've placed on them. Father, forgive us for the ways that has affected our serving and how we give of ourselves, how we give of what You've put within us. Father, as we live life, may we excel in everything. And may we recognize that all that really means is may we give our very best because we're giving to You. And just as our songs of praise and worship are lifted to You and in adoration and as a gift to You, may our acts of service and work be done with the same level of excellence in worship. Oh, Father, today, may every person we see be seen through the eyes that recognize them as a person that's been created in Your image. And while we have a pretty good habit of messing up that image through sin, through our disobedience, through our rejection of you. May we look beyond what we've done to the surface and see that spirit, that soul that dwells within. And Father, forgive us for those times where we've said it's good enough for them. And may we give our best. Because we're giving to you. Fathers, I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities. I pray that we would help them to recognize the trap of this world's pursuit of perfection. Help them to know, and may we encourage them in accepting that their best is enough. When it includes you, when you were at the center of it. When their best is done with the hope and prayer that you will continue to bring improvement. Oh, Father, may we never fully rest in satisfaction. That our efforts are complete. But may we continually grow in learning and practice and obedience. And Father, through the power of your Spirit dwelling within us and working within us, may our best efforts in serving be done in a way that allows for growth and improvement over time. Father, today, may we examine the things that we believe we're good at, that others believe that we're good at. May we examine our motives behind how we do things and why we do things. May we excel in all things because we're doing them for you. Father, help us to live with the joy. The joy that comes from serving you and honoring you with our service. The joy of seeing others catch a glimpse of who you are. Because we've given of ourselves, we've given of you within us. And this presence is presented and offered with excellence. Oh, Father, today, as I pray, I think about so many people that are struggling. The isolation that has been brought about by COVID and the isolation that often brings internal questioning and can easily lead to doubt. I pray that in the midst of today's climate, today's weather climate, today's political climate, today's health climate, in the midst of today, may we serve with excellence in everything. Oh, Father, may we lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. And may they know of the excellence that He has created us to serve with. That they too would reflect Jesus. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Saturday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.